In business news this morning, when the University of Puget Sound in Tacoma recently got a donation from one of their graduates, they had to do their homework. That's because this grad, Nicholas Carey, gave the $10,000 donation in the form of 14.5 Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a global virtual currency that's been around for about 5 years. The University of Puget Sound says it might be the first American school to receive a donation in Bitcoin. KUOW's Lisa Brooks spoke with University Vice President for Finance, Sherry Mondu, about what the school had to go through to accept this gift.
When I first heard of the gift, I was thinking, man, this is going to be really interesting. I'm really intrigued about digital currency, but we don't know enough about it. So we needed to learn a bit about Bitcoin. Nick was very helpful there. We needed to find out how we could receive it, how we could liquidate it, what the risks were, and just learn that entire process. So I think that, you know, it took about 3 to 4 weeks to move through all of that.
So you're on the cutting edge here. Do you think that this is going to be something that universities and other people in your position will be accepting a lot more of in the future?
It is a great question. I think there seems to be a lot of debate about whether it's a fad or whether this is the future. So what we decided to do was entertain this gift. In the process, we could be introduced to digital currency. If there is a future, we'd have a bit of a leg up on having some experience with it. But we were able to really accept the gift, convert it to cash without having to totally buy into it and its future. It was something that we could accommodate kind of similarly to a stock gift or a gift of foreign currency.
How much did this convert to, and what did you do with the money?
Well, it was interesting because Nick made his pledge to the university in U.S. dollars. So when he gave the gift of Bitcoin, the exchange risk was really on the Bitcoin side. So we received the $10,000 based on a guaranteed exchange rate using our payment processor. And Nick's gift came in for our alumni fund. And so his gift is supporting the university and in terms of financial aid, in terms of offering the highest quality of education. So it's unrestricted and supports us in what we do.
So you don't have any plans to turn this into any kind of special digital currency research fund or anything?
No, we don't.
Have you had any inquiries from other schools, any other colleges about similar donations yet?
We have not heard from any other colleges. We had understood that we may very well be the first university to accept a gift of Bitcoin. So the college and university community very much collaborates, shares information, but it seems that we are the first, at least in this country, to accept the gift. And I would imagine I'm going to be hearing more from my colleagues. The interest now seems to be coming from more from the press, the people who have been following Bitcoin a bit more closely.
So next time you get a donation like this, how long do you think it'll take you?
It will be just a matter of a couple days because we have a process set up. Our development staff and our finance staff collaborated beautifully, and they have a great setup with BitPay, our payment processor. So it could be really a whole lot more routine. We have a lot of innovative entrepreneurial alumni, and so we want to be there to learn about what they're doing and see what's possible on our end.
From the University of Puget Sound, the Vice President of Finance, Sherry Mondu, spoke there with KUOW's Lisa Brooks. The man who gave the donation, Nick Carey, is the CEO of Blockchain, which supports the online currency market.